This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. According to a CNN report, munitions experts say a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children in a marketplace, killing 51 people, including 40 children. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said earlier this month the airstrike targeted Houthi rebels in the market and conformed with international and humanitarian law. U.S. President Barack Obama banned the sale of precision-guided weaponry to Saudi Arabia in 2016 after Saudi Arabia used a similar bomb in another deadly attack. The Trump administration overturned the ban last year. Days after removing former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's been blasting Bruce Orr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Orr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Imran Khan has been sworn in as Pakistan's prime minister, 65-year-old Khan, capturing 176 of 272 ballots in the lower house of parliament, his rival Shahbaz Sharif securing 96. Opposition candidate is the younger brother of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was convicted and sentenced to prison. This is VOA News. President Trump again has attacked Turkey over its continued detention of an American pastor. The Istanbul businessman we hear now spoke to Reuters about all of this.
We shouldn't make concessions. The United States is far away, but it wants to show its political strength in this region. Therefore, there's not much we can do. Let's keep up the resistance.
Pastor Andrew Brunson is at the center of the spat between Washington and Ankara. The White House says he is innocent of charges, there are terrorism and espionage, while Turkey insists his future must be determined by the courts. Both sides are holding firm while exchanging sanctions as well as trade tariffs. Turkey's currency weakened 5% on Friday, a day after the U.S. warned that further sanctions were forthcoming if Ankara does not hand over the detained minister. Jurors continue to deliberate evidence presented in the trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who faces 18 counts of tax and bank fraud. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters about the Manafort trial.
He worked for me for a very short period of time, but you know what? He happens to be a very good person, and I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The case has drawn particular interest in the U.S. because it is the first trial conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's prosecutors in their wide-ranging investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Shares of the car company Tesla lost 9% of their value on Friday, with the company losing billions of dollars, they say, because of the CEO's erratic behavior. AP's Jackie Quinn reporting.
Elon Musk has admitted being overwhelmed by job stress and being tired and working as many as 120 hours a week. The revelation comes as federal regulators investigate his seemingly random tweet that he's planning to take the company private. Experts in business say the board of Tesla is being forced to make a decision. Do they fire Musk, send him on a leave of absence, or appoint someone below him who can act as a steadying hand? Instead, they've praised Musk's leadership with a reminder that he put hundreds of thousands of cars on the road, created tens of thousands of jobs, and generated significant returns for shareholders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80 years old. Annan was a Ghanaian diplomat who served as the 7th Secretary General of the UN from January 1997 to December of 2006. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.